Hi, Chaz and AJ, you're on the air. How long do we have you for? Originally, it was supposed to be 7 minutes, which would mean we're done now.
7 minutes. We got 7 minutes. Yeah, we're good.
Nice.
7 minutes from
and counting.
That's all we need, man.
Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about this hate to love Nickelback. What is your guess as to why people either love Nickelback or hate Nickelback?
I mean, I don't think that it's any real scientific weird question just in general. I mean, people have not loved bands for years. Without getting too much into it and going, this is the exact reason. I mean, there's a confluence of things that have happened, I think, in today's life. But I definitely think if you just dislike something, which is how people kind of commiserate anyway, they'll have to get together on what they don't like. Everybody can hear it these days. I mean, the opinion is everywhere. And then the groupthink and the mob mentality can be pretty, it can move pretty quickly. I mean, that's my theory. I mean, there's some fair criticism leveled at us, and that's always been fair, but I don't think I think a lot of other groups and artists can't escape that as well. But when, you know, the bullet is rolling on one person and the groupthink goes for it or a group or a thing, I think as a band, we're a thing. We're not four people, which, you know, obviously we are. It can kind of steamroll. So that would be my kind of part of my guess.
Well, one of the things you mentioned in the documentary is the fact you guys were just played so damn much. Like at one point in the documentary, it mentioned that you guys played like every 3 minutes all over the world.
Yes. Yes. Yo, that absolutely contributes to it. I mean, anybody gets some sort of fatigue on something they you can't get away from. I think part of that was because, you know, we were a rock band getting played on rock radio, which was quite popular in the early 2000s, but we also got played on different formats. And so, like, if you tried to change your station, it was kind of tough to get away from the band.
It was the same song.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of, but it gets out of your hands. You know, if somebody's going to play it, they're going to play it. It's not up to us at that point. So.
Right, yeah.
But that's right. I believe that's something to do with it.
We have Ryan Peek on. He's a rhythm guitarist with Nickelback, and there's a documentary out called Hate to Love Nickelback. And we're linked up to all of it on the radio station website. We had someone call in, Ryan, when we were waiting for you to call in. And their bitch was they went to see you. And then Chad comes out with this drink cart and like talks for like 20 minutes or whatever. Like they were like, they talked a lot. Do you hear this or is this, do you think this is good feedback or?
I mean, any kind of feedback from fans from the show is worth looking into. I mean, there's possibly, you know, the odd night when, you know, the talking gets a bit long. He likes to make it feel like a party when people come to the show, and sometimes maybe that's too long for other people. But I mean, that can be fair as well. I don't know if, I mean, if it creates non-return customers, that's one thing. But typically we haven't heard that a ton, if that's being an issue. But it's just something, it's a rapport we like to have with the fans instead of just having this, you know, song, you know, drift in the next song, drift in the next song, drift in the next song, thanks, goodbye, and you don't even communicate with the audience. That's not really our thing. So, you know, we try to find that sweet spot every night.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, tell a lead singer that they've gone long enough, right? I mean, there's that whole,
yeah,
you know? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, it's like they're every night, it's not like a scripted Broadway thing. It's like you try to finesse it and kind of roll with it every night as things are going. Some nights it works really well. Some nights, you know, you end up talking a bit in between songs, but you create this kind of rapport or a gag between somebody in the crowd, and the crowd seems to feed off that as well. So, like I said, you just try to find that sweet spot of what it works. And, you know, sometimes it's a bit long, and sometimes, you know, it just hits the right spot.
Have you ever read a negative review on the band and thought, oh, yeah, you know, they kind of got a point there?
No, I would say maybe, I mean, if you're fairly critiquing an album, then I could definitely go along with, you know, any kind of fair criticism in that sense. I mean, I haven't seen anything necessarily live for criticism that I'm just like, oh, yeah, they're spot on. I mean, every artist has a bad night, and if that's the case, then that's fair. But, you know, if they talk about our music in the sense of being okay, it's, you know, a lot of it's formulaic. Okay, well, you know, verse, chorus, verse, chorus. solo chorus, sure. But, I mean, I always go, that's fair enough. You know, we try to kind of vary things here and there, but the songs that get on the radio typically kind of fit their format. And I think a lot of other acts could be accused of the same thing. It's one of those things where it's like, if it's fair criticism, I'm fine with it. But if it's something that's just like, I could apply any other band or artist to it, that's kind of
right.
Like,
or that's just being mean.
Yeah.
Nitpicky.
Yeah. I met you guys some years back. And you guys were nice enough to have us backstage, and you had some moonshine or something you had just made, and we were hanging out. Then I went out and saw the show, and, you know, I got to tell you, I'm not a person who would buy, like, a Nickelback ticket or whatever, but I went, and I was like, wow, these guys are really good. I can see why their fans love them, and I didn't get the hate when I left. So I think people just need to go out and witness it for themselves.
Well, I appreciate that, because honestly, I do. It's like, I like music. I'm a fan of music. I like some stuff. I don't like some stuff, and I can be, you know, fairly surprised at a band. So it's just like, yeah, it's just, to be fair, it's like, we go out and play music. We're not curing cancer or anything. So it's like, come on, watch the show. So the I don't mind when it's somebody that's not a fan or somebody that typically wouldn't buy our stuff. They kind of get it at the end. Either they really like it or they get it. It's like, that's fair. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's, it's like, do you remember what happened to Dane Cook? He was, like, everywhere.
Huge.
Then all of a sudden, everyone loved him. Then all of a sudden, it was, like, very fashionable to hate him. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, you're cool if you hate him.
Like, he became Nickelback.
Like, no, he's still funny.
Yeah, it's very
funny. Yeah, I think that mob mentality is a real thing. Like, sometimes people just, like, want that one person to hate because it's like the internet does, and it's cool.
Well, I got to tell you, I love you guys. And then you were late on this phone call. Then I hated you guys. And then now we had a nice conversation, and I love you again.
See?
Oh, I love you guys, too. Just love is the big part of the title we want to take away. Love is the big thing.
So we're linked up to Hate to Love Nickelback, and I love that you guys are leaning into it.
Yeah.
It's in theaters, two nights only, but all the information is on the radio station website. Ryan Peek, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.